In the British countryside, a herd of wild boar is on the loose. About 100 of the animals were set free from a farm near South Moulton in Devon just before Christmas. Now the herd's owner has enlisted locals to track down the animals and round them up. Alan Dedames owns the Woodland Wild Boar Farm, and he joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Dedames.
Hello.
As best you understand, what happened? How did these animals escape?
They were let out by peoples or persons unknown. Most of the enclosures were cut down, and over 102 animals were released into the countryside.
And this happened just before Christmas. How did you learn that the animals had escaped?
We got up in the morning and realized that we had wild boar running all over the place.
So you've actually enlisted several hunters to track these animals down. How do you go about capturing wild boar?
Basically, over here, we have an actual hunt, which is a lot of the local farmers and some hounds. And basically, what we've done is tried to create a dragnet around the actual areas of cover we've got around here to try and push the animals back towards their enclosures and actually get them back home.
So how many of them have actually returned to the farm?
We've got about 40 back on the farm, which still leaves about 60 in the wilderness around Devon and Somerset. But most of the adults, with most of the females being missing that are pregnant, have eluded us all day.
So wait, you said most of the females out there are pregnant. So how do you know that the herd hasn't grown?
I'm actually telling you, the herd has grown. The three females we caught up the day after the release, two of them have actually farrowed since then. One of them farrowed that night. So it was just, it was such a bad time for these people to actually release these animals. This time of year in England, there's all the nuts and the berries and the funguses. There's so much food in the wild for them. They've actually got about 40 more taste buds than humans, and taste buds are what helps you enjoy different foods. So they can actually enjoy a wider variety of food than we can. So, yeah, they are the best omnivore out there, and they will thrive in the Devon and Somerset countryside.
Now, this question might be in bad taste, but I feel I must ask it. Is there a concern that some of these boars might wind up on the dining room tables in the local area?
Some have already been shot. The worst case incident we had was one was retrieved and had been shot in a field, and it just had its bottom jaw cut off as a trophy, and the rest was left to rot. Whereas, to be perfectly honest, I find that disgusting. I'd much rather, if people are going to shoot this animal, respect the animal, at least eat the meat.
Mr. Dedames, are you offering any kind of bounty or reward for the animals?
No. My business is in absolute ruin. I've lost everything. And to offer a bounty would be to basically be putting a price on its head, and I'm not willing to do that.
Well, Mr. Dedames, I hope your animals find their way back to you. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for your concern and your time and for listening to me.
Alan Dedames owns the Woodland Wild Boar Farm in Devon. He was speaking to us about the escape of about 100 of his animals.